mobile.
Patrick, and 4ZLK mobile.
Dane, how was your night?
As smooth as last night. I had traffic on the way down, traffic on the way back up, and a couple of places both going down and up to help me up for about 30, 45 minutes or so, just crawling along. But other than that, it was fine.
I hate you had to slow down there, but that's better than some of the alternatives.
I'll say that Friday night traffic in Atlanta is a lot different than the rest of the week.
I wouldn't want nothing to do with it.
More people driving very quickly and changing lanes, going, shooting across four or five, six lanes at a time. I see that more on Friday nights than anything.
Everybody's in a hurry nowadays, right?
Everybody but the occasional random person that's going about 45 in a second or third lane from the right.
But I'm okay.
I'm tired.
I've got a sinus infection and just can't sleep, coughing and carrying on. And just that time of year.
Right. There is a lot of pollen around, and if you're prone to being bothered by it, now's the time.
Never used to be, but the last couple years, I have been.
Leave your house?
I did. Just leaving the house. Running a little bit behind. But I'm on my way.
Anybody else this morning yet?
Ask. Just seen a coyote run across the road in front of me.
On a deer? I was actually worried a couple of them were going to run out. They were right at the edge on the line. And I saw a fox last night. It was like a silver, kind of white-colored fox, and it was down towards Atlanta. It wasn't a coyote. It was too small.
I have quite a bit of foxes and bobcats in this area, but I don't see either one anymore. But I've been seeing coyotes, which is something we never used to see.
It surprised me if they were kind of decimate those populations a little bit.
Going on there. It wasn't uncommon to see them at all there. But nowadays, it's very uncommon to see one.
Yeah, we see a fox every once in a while around the house. Not very often. And I know they're coyotes. I hear them sometimes and occasionally catch a glimpse of them. I've actually seen more coyotes closer to Greenville than I have up where I am.
I see a coyote a couple times a year now, but I don't know, everywhere I can take care of the problem.
One time when I was a kid, back in the 80s, I was back in the woods just wandering around and trying to be real quiet and listening and stuff, and I thought I was hearing footsteps, and I knew I was parallel to this little dirt road. So I was kind of just walking along really quiet, and I got to a clearing where I could see the road, and I stood real still. This little red fox came walking by, and he stopped and looked at me, and we stared at each other for a minute, and then he took off.
Cool. That's an experience you haven't forgotten.
I mean, because I wouldn't have thought a wild animal like that would have not known I was there, but I was trying to be quiet. Must have been downwind, too.
I can't believe how much traffic's out here this morning. Here on a little two-lane road. I bet I've done past 15, 20 cars on here.
This is some ham radio rally.
Long way.
Coming down the mountain. I'm about to pull in the yard. I'm going to drop all this equipment, fuel the tractor, and then I'll be back in my truck in a little while. Have a good day today. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
Great, Shane. Good to hear you this morning. Sorry you can't make it. Maybe next time we can get together. and I'm going through the black hole here shortly, so I'll be out the other side. KO4HK, mobile.